This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Federal Reserve is expected to announce today it's raising interest rates, maybe by more than it has in decades, as it struggles to control inflation.
It's sapping the strength of a lot of families.
President Biden in Philadelphia yesterday making this promise.
Gas is up and food is up, which we're going to get down come hell or high water.
President Biden is challenging U.S. oil refiners now to produce more gasoline and diesel, saying their profits have tripled. And there's word this morning that Americans wrestling with higher prices cut their spending unexpectedly in May compared with a month before. Retail sales fell 0.3% last month. Congressman Tom Rice of South Carolina will not be returning to Congress when his term is up. He lost yesterday's Republican primary after voting to impeach Donald Trump over the January 6th insurrection. He told WPDE-TV,
I had hoped that the situation would be reversed, but again, this seat doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the voters, right? And so it's what they want, not what I want.
Congressman Tom Rice. Yellowstone National Park may be closed for a week because of what the park superintendent calls a once-in-a-thousand-year event, massive flooding. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Some 10,000 or so visitors inside Yellowstone National Park are out after it was closed by historic flooding. The high water caused by heavy rain and rapid snowmelt wrecked several roads, a number of bridges and buildings, especially in the northern part of the park. Superintendent Cam Shelley tells Montana Now the extent of damage isn't known.
Until we get teams on the ground and can actually assess.
Shelley says the park could be closed a week. I'm Tim McGuire.
China's repeating its support for Russia. China's President Xi told President Putin in a phone call today China is willing to provide support on issues concerning core interests. This is AP News. Now to UPS and its eQuad.
UPS is testing out a new delivery system it hopes will beat the traffic, ease congestion, and be cleaner for the environment. It has a horn, it's brown, has the UPS logo, and carries packages, but it's not a truck.
It's funny looking, but it's probably good for the city, right? You don't have to block up the whole road, but like that's not going to take a lot of packages. That's probably one building's worth of deliveries.
New Yorker Ian Lagowitz found out it's an eQuad, a pedal assist four-wheel electric cargo bike like a mini slender version of the truck that UPS worker Dighton Anderson was using to deliver packages in Times Square.
It's still pretty maneuverable. Like, it can still get you in between cars if you need it to.
There's only one being tested in the U.S. for now, and that's here. UPS says it's meant for dense urban areas. In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.